Ian Muller. A Monday Audible. This update brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates on dollar.bank. The Pirates have DFA'd Todd Frazier. And now they've added former Brewer outfielder Ben Gamel to the Major League roster in time for tonight's game with the Reds. We had to move around everything because we had Pirates-Cubs on Friday. So Jason Mackey joins us now, and he's accompanied by a song called Box of Rain. Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fitting song.
What's going on?
What'd you say? Topical?
I hope not. I don't ever want to hear rain. And
it's rained a lot.
Didn't rain hardly at all in San Diego or Chicago.
No, oh, thanks.
Way to rub it in.
All right, Jason. Well, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Jason, now that Todd Frazier's gone, are they going to pick up Albert Pujols?
No.
Why?
I don't think so.
Well, why not?
Well, because they don't think the Colin Moran absence is going to be long enough to necessitate it. They want Colin Moran to be their first baseman. I mean, what do they do when Moran gets back? You know, if he
play Pujols at first against lefties,
they don't want to do that. They want to let Colin Moran play. They want to see what he has
against lefties.
Yeah, I mean, he's hit lefties more this year. I don't think there's concern there. You know, me personally, I would like to see them give Will Craig a chance and see what he has. But, I mean, the impetus is to play Colin Moran. Let him be their first baseman. If he's not going to miss that much time, and that's what they believe and hope. It's just the fan in me wants to see it, Andrew. I'm torn.
How about the baseball man in you?
The baseball man in me says let Colin Moran play. I don't see.
Well, can't he go play second base or corner outfield those days like he did last year or the year before that?
You want Colin Moran playing second base?
I mean, he's done it before.
No, not well.
The Reds have played Mike Moustakas at second base.
That's Mike Moustakas.
Yeah, you try to get as much power in your lineup as possible. I don't know if you've noticed, but this team can't hit a friggin' home run to save its life, Jason. They got no power. There's a power outage on the North Shore.
I don't disagree with you, but moving Colin Moran to second base is not my solution.
I'm not asking him to do it every day. I'm just saying Pujols is out there. Go get him. Give the fans something.
And so that's the power infusion you're going to get, a guy hitting under 200 with, what, five home runs?
I don't know if you've noticed, but the combined batting average of major league hitters this year is 230. So it's not like he's, you know, down there by himself. And plus, he's got five dingers.
Yeah, I just don't see the point. It would be entertaining. As a journalist, I would love to see it. As a fan, I would love to see it. As somebody who's trying to put my hat on, as somebody like running the Pittsburgh Pirates and making a decision what's best for the long term of this team, why? Other than it's like give him a chance to like sell tickets or people to get excited or whatever. I understand that being a prong, but like let Colin Moran play. You do your best in baseball by having a routine, by knowing you're going to play every day, not by being a platoon guy. Colin Moran has shown that he can produce being an everyday guy, at least enough that I want to see more, and I want to see more, and I wouldn't disrupt that.
I want them to get Pujols and play him at first and Moran at second and see how many ground balls, like 10 hoppers, get through that right side of the infield. Two guys
who's
combined.
Every single one of them.
If a ball not hit directly at either one of them has a 95% chance of being a base hit in that equation.
Pitchers don't want defense. They want power in their lineup. They want guys that can put the ball over the fence for them.
I want to know
about moving Colin Moran for a guy with the – and again, I'm not trying to slam Albert Pujols here. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt. But, like, he's got an OPS under 700. It's not going to
– Not against lefties.
Provide a jolt.
Ugh.
Have you seen the guys they've been running out there? You were in Chicago. Look at their lineup the last few days.
I'm aware. I know what their lineup is. I write it down every day.
Right.
I'm well aware of
let me throw this out there, too. You know why Mark Melanson's been one of the best closers in baseball over the last 10 years?
Because he's pitched for good teams.
No, because he stole Rivera's cutter. Because he was in New York when Rivera was winding down, he taught him the pitch, and it changed a guy's career. You don't think Pujols would be a nice guy to talk to if you're a key Brian Hayes or one of these young players to have him around for a few months. I think that'd be great for them. Who knows what they'd learn?
All right, all right, Pujols. Jason, you don't have to answer that. I want Pujols to be here, but
he's making a good point, Chris.
Thank you, Jason.
Why would Albert Pujols want to come here?
Well, he wouldn't unless it was the last option. And if they promise playing time, why not? He wants to pad his stats.
Yeah, but
he doesn't get to hit Pirates pitching just because he's playing at PNC Park.
No, but he gets to face Cubs pitching.
Yeah, and he also wants a regular role. So, like, why is Albert Pujols going to come? I mean, the Pirates have to be the last dog at the bowl here, and he's going to come here for part-time playing time? Like, this would literally have to be his only offer for it to
work
out.
Yes. I want it to be.
Yeah.
He traded for Derek Lee a decade ago at the deadline. He had a bunch of home runs, and then he quit baseball. Like, I cannot imagine Albert Pujols coming here and just being like, yeah, man, I'm just ready to, you know.
I don't know, maybe play.
I'm just like feel like a young man here.
I don't
feel
know.
Reinvigorated.
Maybe it would be cool to play for the franchise that had Clemente. Maybe he'd find some historical significance in that. Maybe that would be an honor. I don't know. It might be. It could be.
Tony, I think the problem with your argument here is you can't just – you're trying to find, as you are wont to do,
Chris, they just brought
viable
up Ben
reasons
Gamble.
To bring him in.
They
I
just
know.
Called – they just – this guy stinks.
I understand that. And generally, so does Pujols, his small sample against left-handed pitchers aside this year, like 28 plate appearances or whatever. You should just be honest with Jason and with our listeners and say you want to see Albert Pujols wear a Pirates uniform and play for the Pirates solely for its own sake, not because there is any actual utility to it other than the sideshow value.
No, there is utility.
It would be a fun circus.
Jason agrees with me, the Melanson Rivera quotient.
Yeah, I mean, guys, don't misconstrue what I'm saying here. I'm trying to give you informed opinion from talking to people about this stuff and what I think they're going to do. Now, like, I do want to sort of emphasize the point of what they went into this season, one, trying to play Colin Moran, find if they have a first baseman or whatever. Albert Pujols being DFA'd shouldn't set them off course from that plan. But are there valid arguments to make here? Absolutely, and one of them is exactly what Andrew said. Derek Shelton talked about this over the weekend in Chicago. How Pujols prepares is so unique, and I would love to have that around younger players to teach them how to, like, dig into the details of what they're doing.
Bingo.
But Is that worth it? Is that worth potentially disrupting something you have with Colin Moran? If they did it, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But if they don't do it, I don't have a problem with that either. And I guess that's the worst sports radio take of all time. But, like, I understand them continuing to go to do them. You know, they shouldn't disrupt their plan just because Albert Pujols was DFA.
Jason, most of the people that listen to this show would say that is nowhere near the greatest or the worst sports radio take of all time, and then they would cite every take I've done since I've been on this show as evidence that there's something worse. I have a question about Moran, though, that's a serious question. When you say they want to see him against all pitchers of all stripes and arms, left and right, is this because they want to showcase him more for a trade from what you're hearing, or because they actually believe at 28 years old that maybe they found a late bloomer that they would like to make a part of this franchise for a bit of a longer term?
I don't think they know, and that's not an indictment of them, Chris. I think they need to find out. I think they think that Colin Moran can be an everyday first baseman, and I'm not sure they're wrong in believing that, whether it's for them, whether it's for somebody else. What he needs are plate appearances, and he needs to hit lefties. He needs to hit righties. He needs to hit everybody. He needs to play every day. That's why I'm saying that was their plan going in. They want to see what they have. And, I mean, I don't know. If he keeps producing, and I would imagine that at some point, like, there's going to be conversations about his contract and what he's looking for. I'm not saying they're going to roll out some multi-year extension. It's just it's stuff you talk about. Maybe it works out here. I don't know. Maybe Mason Martin hits the cover off the ball this season in Double-A Altoona, and Moran also produces, and he plays his way into being a trade chip. I don't know. But you don't find that out without putting the guy in a position for success. That's why we're talking about Pujols is great for the present. But if you're,
I mean, you're the guy that said they should sign Neil Walker because he could rub off on these guys. And Walker, I love Neil. He's on our radio station now. Go ahead.
Let me explain. I wrote that they should bring Neil Walker in, like, on a minor league deal for that. I didn't say they should keep him for the team. I didn't say they should keep
just
him
for
on
spring
the active
training.
Roster. Just for spring training,
okay.
For that reason.
All right.
I didn't say they should commit a roster spot to him.
But they committed a roster spot to Todd Frazier for a while.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, they committed a roster spot to Todd Frazier sort of out of need, and I think they thought he would be better. Albert Pujols wasn't DFA'd at the time. I mean, maybe that would be different.
I think we have a fundamental disagreement on how the Pirates rest guys. And I have a feeling that because they like to get guys down and not play them 155 games, that whenever there's a lefty, for the most part, Moran will be on the bench. And maybe I'll be wrong about that, but that's just my hunch. That Shelton is going to use those days as an excuse to get Moran off his feet and give him time away from playing. Maybe I'll be wrong, but that's what I think.
Yeah, no, it will be interesting. And they haven't had that scenario a whole lot, honestly.
They haven't faced really any lefties. They faced Hap, right? But I think he was the DH that day. So they had that Now, do you think they'll trade Tyler Anderson in the next month? You think he'll be here on June 1st?
You know, that's an interesting one. I've kicked that around in my head after he pitched yesterday and pitched as well as he has, Andrew. And I think this is one of those things that's going to be contingent upon offers. Like, if they got an offer, I think they would absolutely listen. And if it was a good offer, I think they would do it. I don't think there would be any aversion to it. I think the trick here, though, is how early it is and what kind of offer that's going to be. I mean, somebody might come in and lowball them. From what I understand, there haven't been a lot of conversations just in general. You know, and it's not that nobody wants Tyler Anderson. It shouldn't be interpreted that way. It's just the fact that it's, you know, the second week of May and people are figuring out what they have and they're trying to get it done with their own people. Do I think it's going to happen in the next month? I think it could. I wouldn't rule it out. But, they're not out there placing calls saying, hey, do you hear what we have? Come get this guy. You know, it's just if Ben Sherrington's phone rang and it was about Tyler Anderson, he would absolutely listen.
Why has it worked for him here? Like, let me put it this way. Do they deserve the kind of credit they used to get in that three-year run for rehabbing Tyler Anderson, or was there no secret sauce here and they just made a very good evaluation of a player and signed him at a good, you know, a deal that was obviously favorable to them?
Yeah, I think it's the latter, Chris, and not to criticize them because they should get credit for identifying the player. And
more scouting, more scouting versus versus teaching is what I'm asking.
Scouting and evaluation versus repair. Mm-hmm. They haven't done a whole bunch under the hood to him. I mean, this is the way he's pitched throughout his career. The one thing I would just say is sort of like a point of demarcation or whatever is just the fact that he's healthy. I wrote that a little bit last night that. He's had some knee troubles, had surgery in 2019, came back in 2020. It was a short season, but he pitched reasonably well. Nobody seemed to have a use for him or a spot for him, and the Pirates identified that. And he was healthy last year. He's been healthy this year. And it just said that sort of affected his preparation. You know what I do think is interesting, though, guys, and this is, you know, it's not a sexy topic or anything like that, but from a pitching perspective, if you get somebody like Jacob Stallings back there that knows what he's doing the way he does, and he's so smart, and this is an example of it, and Anderson's the same way, and how he's able to sort of manipulate pitches, and he's so advanced in terms of, like, how he throws his stuff, where he throws his stuff, how he sequences it.
Yeah.
But you put him and Stallings together, it's a nice marriage.
So percentage chance they sign Pujols, 0.0?
I'm not saying 0.0, but I'm not sure I'd go above 5. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say there's absolutely no chance because then I back myself into a corner. But I've picked up on no tangible interest from the Pirates side of things that this is something they're interested in doing.
All right. Well, thank you for being a Debbie Downer, Jason. We appreciate it.
Sorry to ruin your afternoon, buddy.
Thank you, Jason. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Wexner, North Huntington, Uniontown. The reason why it won't ruin the afternoon is because coming up next, we have callers singing the praises of Chris Mueller. Yes. Chris said something, again, as per usual, very self-deprecating about himself, that people hate his takes. Well, that's not true of everyone. Kale, who is on the dump button all day today, making sure that Chris doesn't say anything that's going to get him in trouble.
A little overzealous on that dump button, too.
All right.
Kale might want to read a thesaurus one of these days.
Wow. He is calling out that Pitt diploma you have on the wall, Kale, is what he's doing.